Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're so glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Wonderful Bible Clubbers, for boys and girls to be able to sing of the joy of the Lord and to sing praises to His name. I've been thinking about this verse in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Oh, the Lord wants us to praise Him in song. You know, to do that, though, we have to know the sense and understand the meaning of the words. Sometimes I fear that in church and singing the hymns, sometimes we don't really think about the message of the song, and that's very important. So you be sure when you sing songs that you understand the meaning of the words so that you can indeed sing praise to the Lord Jesus Christ with the understanding and with the meaning. Because that brings great praise to His name when we are thankful to Him and giving thanks to the Lord and to the Lord Jesus Christ, making melody in our heart to the Lord. I hope you'll sing along with the Children's Bible Club choir, but I also hope that you'll sing throughout the week between Bible Club meetings in your heart and bring praise and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. It must have been a happy home when the boys were little. Oh, they grew up together, and then they watched the servants as they worked, and I don't know where the change, but the younger boy had a streak in him that just wouldn't wait. And the older he got, the aggravateder he got. He despised having somebody telling him what time to be home at night. And as he got up in his teenage years, he wanted more than ever to be free, to be out from under Mama's supervision, to always have to tell Daddy where he was going and how long he'd be gone and when he'd get home and how much money he spent while he was there. He was fed up with it. He'd for one time like to be on his own. I don't know, he must not have been a real bad boy whenever he was little, but there was something on the inside that was just giving him an inside itch, and he wanted to be away from there. Oh, he had about everything he wanted all his life. His father was quite a well-to-do man, and the boys never wanted for anything. Maybe that was the trouble. For all his life, maybe he got just everything he wanted, he got it. And maybe he didn't have to work too hard for it, and he didn't appreciate it. But anyway, when he got up a little bit more and was pretty well on his own, he said to his father one day, "Father, give me that which belongs to me." Oh, that word, give me. Maybe that was his trouble. All his life he'd been saying, "Gimme, gimme, 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 gimme," and he never thought that he could give something to his parents. He never stopped to think that he could contribute something to the home. I'm afraid that's the way it is with boys and girls sometimes. All they think about is what Mama and Daddy can give them, whether they can get a new mini bike, or whether I can get a new dress for that program, or whether I can have this or I can have that. And they always want parents to give them something instead of stopping to think that they could give their parents something. They could give their parents peace and joy and satisfaction in heart knowing that their boy and girl's dependable and going to do right in every situation. They could help at home. They could give at home of themselves to help things go smooth at home and things be more pleasant for everybody in the family. But so many children just think about what they can get instead of what they can give. So it must have been a sad father that divided all his living that day and gave it to his younger boy. And then the boy said, "Good for me, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to get away from folks telling me what to do and always supervising me so closely. Nobody ever trusts me. I'm going to get out of the way." And so he loaded up everything he had and started out for a far country, going away from the place of love, going away from the place of blessing, going away from things that were familiar and dear to him. But at the moment, they meant nothing. And you know, as long as he had money in his pocket, things went just real well. I'm sure that he met some friends along the way, and they were just glad to be his buddy as long as he'd buy the milk and the donuts or the coffee and the coke and whatever else they had to drink in those days, you know. Why, he had real good friends as long as he could buy the tickets to the entertainment. He had good friends as long as he could furnish the transportation. But you know, one day the money began to run out. And the girls that he'd been dating and they thought he was so great, all of a sudden they just gave him the cold shoulder. Who wanted anything to do if the fellow didn't have any money and couldn't buy lots of things for him? And that old boy began to be in want. For the first time in his life he really wanted and wasn't any way for him to get it. And there was a terrible famine in the land. You know that's the way it is when you get away from the Lord. Things just get from bad to worse. Pretty soon that old boy was about to starve to death. And he got in such a fix till you know what he did. He couldn't even find any work. Everything was unemployment, you know. And he finally got him a job feeding a man's pigs. And the man said, "Now look, there's a terrible famine in this land. I'm sorry for you being hungry, but I just hardly have enough for my own family." And all said, "If you eat, you just have to eat with the pigs." And that's what he did. And the Bible says he ate the husks that the pigs ate. They were some bean husks, and he'd pick them out, and that's what he ate. Poor old boy. Oh, it's so sad when one gets so far from God and far from home and rebellious in heart.
You know, kids think, oh boy, I'm going to run my life the way I want to run it. He did. But what a terrible end it came to. And one day when his old stomach was gnawing with hunger pains, and he looked like a rag and tatter man, all those pretty clothes were gone, and his pockets were empty, and he felt so miserable. He came to himself and he says, what in this world am I doing off like this? Why, the servants in my father's house are better off than I am. And all of a sudden it hit him. He said, I'm going home. I sure don't deserve to, and I don't blame my dad if he doesn't even take me in, but I'm going down and I'm going to tell him I'm sorry for the way I've acted, and I'm going to tell him if he'd please just make me a servant in his house, I'd be so grateful. And so he did. I guess his heart was kind of heavy. Maybe he hung his head low as he walked down the road thinking about wonder what kind of a scolding he's going to get when he got home. Wonder how it would really be. I bet nobody'd be glad to see him coming in the gate. All he'd ever done was cause the family trouble and heartache and sorrow. And he half dreaded to go, and yet he didn't see any other way out. And when he got there, he hardly dared speak. But when he was a little way off, his father saw him coming. And now, kids, I tell you, he's the one that's the hero of the story. No, he didn't lock the gate and tell the servants to run the other direction. He ran down the road to meet his boy, and he threw his arms around him. And the boy was all the time trying to mumble and say, Father, forgive me, and I'm not worthy to be your son, and make me a servant. And the father wouldn't even listen to what he had to say. He said, oh, my son's home. Get the fatted calf, and let's have barbecue and grilled steaks for supper and have a party. Bring a robe to put on him, cover up this old tattered stuff, and bring a ring on his finger and shoes for his feet. Let's see that he's a son, not just a servant. And my, what a celebration they had that night, all because that boy came home with an humble heart and repented. And God'll take you in, too. You've been rebellious and far from him, but God'll forgive you sin if you come through Jesus Christ. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.